And let me introduce to you our board members that are present with us today. We have our chair-elect, Mr. Rich White from HEB, our past chair, Mr. Ben Downs with Bryan Broadcasting over here. From our executive committee, Mr. Bobby Beiser from Texas A&M Provost Office. From Atkinson Toyota, Paul Atkinson, we appreciate you being with us, sir. And Kathy Cruzy, St. Joseph Regional Health Center, back in the back. Thank you all. Join me in thanking them for the service they provide to you and me. I would like now to introduce you to your chairman, a lifelong resident of Bryan College Station, attended both Texas A&M University and Texas Christian University. Roughly 20 years of experience in the banking industry. As a senior vice president of American Momentum Bank, where he's currently a senior commercial relationship manager. He is serving in his fifth year on the Chamber Board of Directors, was vice chairman of leadership prior to serving as chair-elect on our board. He's a past chairman of the Chamber's Ambassador Committee, a 2001 graduate of our Leadership Brazos program. His service to the Chamber has been recognized with several awards. He was named the Chamber Ambassador of the Year in 2001, the Chamber Volunteer of the Year in 2002, and in 2003 he received the Community Service Award from the Leadership Brazos Alumni Association. Community service continues to be very important to him. Currently serves on the board of the Rotary Club of Aggieland, active member of the Aggie Quarterback Club, past president of the Bryan Independent School District Education Foundation, the BCS March of Dimes, and the Rotary Club of Aggieland, as I mentioned earlier. He's also a past assistant governor of Rotary District 5910 and a former board member of Keep Brazos Beautiful. Graduate of College Station Citizen Academy, as well as Bryan's Leadership Academy. He's very proud of his wife, Kathy, his four children, and his seven beautiful grandchildren. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your board chairman from American Momentum Bank, Mr. Glenn Brewer.
You know it's an important event when you get the long introduction, so you guys are at a good event. I'm happy to welcome you here today. Excuse me, as getting ready for this, I was going on the website and looking on there, and if you go on the Chamber's website and you look under this event, there's actually pictures of all of our past recipients on there, and I was looking down that list, and it was amazing. I'm telling you, it's a who's who of businessmen and women in Bryan College Station, regardless of the classification. It is an incredible list of businesses, and I'm really happy that you're here today as we welcome three new businesses and their business owners into this group of people. I think it's so important not only to go, we're here to recognize them according to their classifications, but what they do is beyond that. And I'm happy that you're all here today. I want to thank our TAMU Office of Procurement Services for sponsoring us. And I want to tell you real briefly about a couple of upcoming chamber dates that you need to write down. August the 1st, Leadership Brazos applications are due. I know a bunch of you have probably some people in your organizations that are doing that. It's a hard deadline, and it's coming up fast. So August the 1st, make sure your LB applications are in. August the 20th, we have an economic outlook briefing at the Hilton. Our subject is the oil and gas activity that's going on right now. So it's very, very interesting subject. It's something you're all going to be interested in. Be at the Hilton on August the 20th. And we've split our Golf Classic and Lobster Fest into two dates this year, September 15th and the 21st for Golf Classic and Lobster Fest. And I know you're going to want to go there and have a good time. But I'm happy you're here today. We're going to have a good meeting. We're going to meet some very impressive businesses and business leaders. And with that, I'd like to have Royce come up here and give you some more information on Rex Chen.
Thanks, Glenn. Well, it's a privilege to introduce our sponsor. Rex Janney, Assistant Vice President for Finance and the University Contracts Officer at Texas A&M University. During his 35-year tenure, Rex has seen and experienced the university's student population grow by over 45%, met the challenges associated with such growth in people and facilities. Rex has obtained the designation of a Certified Purchasing Manager and has written articles for the National Association of Educational Procurement Journal, as well as made numerous presentations at NAEP conferences and regional meetings. Rex was the past president of the Board of Directors for the Educational and Institutional Purchasing Cooperative. Join me in welcoming your sponsor today, Mr. Rex Janney. Rex.
I want to thank you, the Chamber membership, Royce, his staff, for giving us an opportunity to assist in recognizing these three businesses here this afternoon. It's always our pleasure to be able to help in this way. I think as was mentioned, it is a, if you look back, it is a who's who of the community businesses. It's great to see these businesses not only thrive here, but what they do outside of the business community and what they're doing in their personal lives. That means a lot to all of us in this community. I think last year I got up and reported that Texas A&M University spent approximately $9 million here locally with small minority women-owned businesses. This year I'm happy to report we just topped $10 million. So again, thank you for that. That helps us out. We hope that it has an impact on the community. I'm not here to listen to me, so I'm going to turn it back over to Royce. Thank you.
Thanks, Rex.
Gosh, Rex, now, so next year we're looking at $11 million, right?
That's right.
Tradition here. Well, 12 years ago, your Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors made a decision to recognize the importance of historically underutilized businesses in our community. Their intent was to increase the exposure of these businesses and their owners. They also wanted to formally recognize minority entrepreneurs who, by their business and personal contributions, have made significant contributions to our community and yet may have gone unnoticed by many of our local residents. Since that time, your chamber has been committed to continuing the event, and under the leadership of Glenn Brewer, we're pleased to demonstrate the commitment to this program by honoring historically utilized businesses today at this special luncheon. We're pleased that you have joined us for this occasion. And today, as was mentioned, we'll honor three local businesses. There were five nomination categories considered for this recognition: African American, American Indian, Asian, Hispanic, and women-owned businesses. There are a number of past presidents of this, past recipients of this award present. As I call your name, please stand. Manuel Gonzalez with Sterling Auto, Kenny Lawson with CC Creations, Robert Borzabal with Avanet. Thank you, folks, so much for being with us. You honor us with your presence. As we come together for our 24th luncheon honoring historically underutilized built businesses, I believe it's altogether fitting that we take time once again to recognize the sponsor of all 24 of those lunches, Texas A&M University's Procurement Service. Texas A&M has taken major steps to increase the amount of business it conducts in our community, and specifically the amount of business it conducts with historically underutilized businesses. But for them to be successful, we must do our part. We must ensure that our hub qualified businesses do go to the effort of being certified. And the representatives of Texas A&M are more than happy to walk people through that process. So if you know of some businesses that might qualify for that, if you'll get with Rex, he'll be glad to have someone help them get through and take them through that step. So Rex, once again, thanks for your long-term commitment to this program. Even though I've been mentioned before, it bears repeating that small businesses are extremely important to our community. We are much more dependent upon small businesses for sales and employment than our state or our nation. A substantial number of small businesses that impact our community in such a positive way are owned and operated by entrepreneurs who are hub qualified. These are courageous individuals who invest not only their time and energy, but personal financial resources into our community. They're to be commended for their role in making this a better community for all of us to live, work, and raise our families. We're proud of our local minority business owners. They have a positive impact on our community, and we are indebted to them not only for the contributions they make to the strength of our economy, but also for the contributions they make to improvement of our society by finding meaningful ways to give back to our community. And you're going to see an example of that today. We certainly appreciate them for their commitment of time and financial resources.